And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Kevin.
All righty, well, good morning, health, wealth, and freedom team. Yes, it is another Friday, and I love Fridays. You know that. Kevin here on this end of the phone, greeting each and every one of you. And just saying thank you. Thank you for making this your spot at whatever time it is in your area this time in the morning. And, gosh, it's exciting to be here. I have to laugh at myself. I took Microsoft up on their offer for free Windows 10 upgrade, and I did that this week, and I'm having trouble finding everything. All the stuff I used to be able to go find and click on a button to make this happen and that happen, it doesn't happen like that anymore. So I'm stuck. So I'm laughing at myself today, so you know what would life be without being able to laugh at ourselves? Today happens to be the 20th of November, and guys, just in case you're wondering, that's the past the middle of the month already. We're 6 weeks left in this year. Can you believe that? It's hard for me to say that. 6 weeks left in this year, but there's still time to make a difference. So let's get our call started off today with some victory and some gratitude. And I'm just hoping you all are fired up and want to share. I hope that we have to fight you off the podium this morning. Who wants to step out first?
I will.
This is Sunny.
Carol.
Okay, who said I will first?
Carol.
Carol, go ahead. And now Sunny will come out to California.
I just want to share gratitude. We're heading up north later to celebrate my mother-in-law's 101st birthday, and we're so grateful she's in good health.
Oh, my goodness, wow. 101. That's fantastic. Well, we'll be celebrating right along with you today and travel safely.
Thank you. Her name's Barbara, and just, you know, thank the Lord for her, for us.
That is awesome, Carol. Congratulations on that, and have a terrific celebration.
We will, up in the snowing up there.
But you be careful. Be careful in the snow. Well, let's head to the Sunshine State. Let's go out to California. Sunny, what's going on out there?
Kevin, I want to thank you for your leadership and all the wonderful trainers on here every morning, pouring inspiration and sharing your skills with us. I just wanted to have a shout out for this Super Saturday that's coming up in LA. There's Todd Falcone. He's an industry networking marketing expert. He'll be there along with Andrea Hancock, Ellen Bradley, Rhonda Collier, and it's going to be a wonderful training. If anyone is in the area or you know anybody in the Southern California area, please reach out to the associates and let them know that this is happening. I don't understand why a lot of people don't know why this is happening. It's going to be a wonderful training, and I believe tickets are only like $17, so it's a great deal. And please share with everyone that you know in the Los Angeles area.
So and Sunny, do you have information? Is it in the back office?
I'm not sure if it's in the back office or not, but
flyer that you could post within the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team page.
Yes, I'll do that right now.
Okay, why don't you do that? That way everybody will have access to it and can share with their teams and their families out in the L.A. area.
Thank you so much.
Awesome, Sunny. Well, thank you very much for your kind words. And who's next?
Barbie Lee.
Barbie Lee, BBL, the nutmeg queen.
Okay, so the weather outside is frightful, but the eggnog shake is delightful. Let it blend, let it blend, let it blend.
So all right, Barbie Lee, you want to know what you had me singing yesterday?
That was great.
It's beginning to taste a lot like Christmas.
Great song.
Oh, I'll tell you, we got ours yesterday, too. And I have to laugh. You guys are going to laugh at this. Well, maybe you won't laugh at this. I thought it was funny. I'm looking out my window, and this car stops in front of my house. This young girl gets out and opens up her trunk and pops out two boxes. I said, what are those boxes she's getting out of her trunk? Why is she coming to my house? So I went downstairs, and sure enough, she had my Isagenics delivery. I said, what's up with that? Because they usually use a delivery service. She says, well, we're working for the delivery service now. I said, are you like Uber? She goes, yeah, that's what we are. They use Uber drivers to deliver my Isagenics these days here in Phoenix. How amazing is that?
Wow.
Hope you recruited her.
Crazy. Well, she was, you know, they're in a hurry. These Uber drivers, they can only make money when they're moving. So I had to respect that. But I'll get a hold of them one of these days. You watch. You know Kev.
So, Kevin, I want
to take one more.
No, Barbie Lee still.
Oh, you're still going.
Yeah.
I didn't know were still going. Go.
Oh, yeah. So it was so funny because I got my order. So I posted on Facebook, and my daughter texted me immediately, "Don't you dare try that without me." And then we had a whole Facebook banter, and she's like, "Mom, don't do it. You can't do it. Please, Mommy, please, Mommy, please." So I had to wait like 2 hours until she got her order in Toronto, and then we did it together. So it was lots of fun.
Oh,
I love that I can share that with my family.
Well, you know, that goes right along with our theme this week, a family that eats their pumpkin, their nutmeg steak together, stays together, right? So,
woo-hoo!
Congratulations on that. That's awesome. And congratulations on your daughter doing the business out there in Toronto. That's fantastic. I think it's amazing. So let's
hey,
take
Kevin.
One more. Then we'll get
Kevin.
Rolling.
Kevin, take one more right after this, but I just have to throw in that reminds me of Kathy Coover's mission to have a million blenders going at the same time.
Won't that be fun? Watch the power grid go,
Yeah. Now, I know someone else wanted to share, though.
Cool. Thanks, Mara.
To Kevin and Shelly.
Yes, one more to step out, then we'll get started.
Shelly?
Shelly Jean.
Yes. The person I'm staying with this week has a lot of really great connections, and she's definitely open to giving me her referrals. So this next week, I know it's going to be a little slow because of Thanksgiving, but I definitely am writing my names list and getting all that together. And then right after the holiday is connection time with these people. And she has friends that are in Australia even. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Awesome, awesome. Now, would you mind if I use this opportunity as a coaching moment?
Go right ahead.
One of the first statements out of your mouth was, I know next week's going to be kind of slow. It is what we say it is, right? Words
right.
are powerful. So I would say next week's going to be full of opportunity. So let's just make it happen.
Thank you, Kevin. Absolutely.
All right, kiddo. Thanks for that opportunity. And let's get into the call. Our very first segment on every Friday is a little thing I call What's New with ICU, what's going on in your business that maybe you're not quite aware of yet. And, of course, we all know about Nico right around the corner. You know, it's just a little over a month or 2 months away. So I hope you guys are making plans on getting there. Let's see. Let's back up the calendar a little bit. Christmas, of course, coming up. New Year's coming up. Thanksgiving coming up next Thursday, not even six days away. But this coming Sunday, my friends, this coming Sunday happens to end two key periods in our time. It's the November Leadership Pool ends this Sunday, as well as the fourth quarter holiday pool ends this Sunday. So if you do not have your enrollments for your holiday pool and you're going to leave those shares on the table, I would say no, let's not do that. Let's get out and enroll our three and, let's really maximize that. Then just a little FYI, I was talking to Travis Garza and because I wanted to get a firm date on when the holiday bonus pool would pay out, just for all of us to know. And that will happen on the 14th of December, just a little FYI for each and every one of you. Now, if you think back on the first three quarters, we each got half of our quarterly pay. So what will happen on the 14th of December is you will get the other half of the first three quarters and all of the fourth quarter. So it's going to be a windfall, my friends, the 14th of December. So that's a little FYI what's going on out there. And let's just touch base on the specials, just in case you have not been listening all week long. Isagenix is running some holiday specials that you absolutely have to take advantage of. Diane and I got ours yesterday, at least the ones that we wanted, let's put it that way. We got the coffee and we got the little canister, the sealed canister that you can keep your coffee in and keep it nice and fresh. That was way cool. That comes with three bags of coffee, and the one that she's really excited about is ordering the 2-amp, because we go through that amp like it's water, because we use it every day, and when you order 2 amps, you're going to get this really nice gym bag. I mean, it's really cool. It's not, you know, it's not like cheesy like you think it might be, because it's a freebie. It's really nice, and you get a microfiber, like, little washcloth in it, which is really cool, and here's the cool part. This is a really neat part that I didn't even see in the picture, but you get this little like a funnel type item, and you open the top of the funnel and you put a couple scoops of your whatever mix you want. If you want to put your amped in there, or if you want to put your want more energy in there, whatever, you carry it around with you. And then when you're ready to mix it, you open up the bottom and it pours into your bottle. It just fits perfect into your water bottle without any mess. Absolutely terrific. Then you just close your water bottle up, shake it up, and drink. And that is Wakrol. I hope Isagenics realizes that that's the coolest part of that whole deal and that they start making those funnels. It's absolutely cool. So, guys, you got to take advantage of that. And then, of course, right now, if you're enrolling a person with 150 BV on AutoShip, they are going to earn a $25, what I call, bounce-back coupon so that they can come back next order and get $25 off of whatever they so desire. So those are what's, you know, that's kind of what's happening out there, and I hope each and every one of you are taking advantage of that. And, you know, this week was or is, continues to be launch party week, and that's what we're going to talk about today is not necessarily launch parties, but that's a big portion of it. But as a result of what I have witnessed and how it plays into what our theme is this week, does anybody remember what the theme is? You know, Carolyn started us off on Monday, and, you know, we talked about leaders know what's going on or leaders come prepared. What is the theme of this week? Who remembers?
Live, laugh, and love.
Who said live, laugh, and love?
Shelly did.
Shelly, you're a week behind, kiddo. That was last week.
Oh.
Well, you were
company,
so close.
One team, one family.
One company, one team, one family. Yes, ma'am. Thank you very much for that. One team, one company, one team, one family. And you know what? Right now, I'd like three volunteers. Three volunteers. Give me three names right now. Step out. We are on a time limit here. Give me three names.
Arby Lee.
EBL.
Kathy.
Kathy.
Yes.
And?
Shelly.
All right. This is real easy. I just want each one of you in a minute or less to tell me what one company, one team, one family means to you.
Integrity, caring, honesty.
Arby Lee, go ahead.
I get 1 minute. Okay. One team, me, or one, sorry, say that again. What company?
What, one company, one team, one family. What does that whole slogan mean to you?
In a word, Isagenics. It means that, there's no competition. It's simply love, family. We do things together. That sums it up. I can't say it any differently. One company, it's all the same. We don't separate. We are together. I don't know. I'm done.
I know. I'm kind of throwing you a curve here. I'm just kind of wanting to see what it means personally to you. So, Shelly or Kathy?
Oh, I thought I went. Generous, caring, work together, help, wonderful customer service. We were on the phone a couple of hours with them straightening something out. It was wonderful. They just make the whole thing wonderful. The family. It's a warm, fuzzy feeling.
See, that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the personal touch, a warm, fuzzy feeling. Thank you for that. Shelly, wrap us up.
Yes, for me, it's they're very caring. They're nurturing. They're great leaders, mentors, teachers. I absolutely love how everybody is willing to go out of their way to assist other people. It has definitely been my support family for on my dark days and on my amazing days. And I don't know where I would be without Isagenics. I absolutely love this company. That's
awesome.
What it means.
Thank you, Shelly. And thank you guys for stepping out. I know I kind of put you on the spot there, but just kind of wanting to drive home a point, guys, because let me just tell you, how many of you on this call, this is your very first network marketing company, network marketing experience?
Yes.
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 Well, I'm here to tell you guys you're very, very lucky. And I'm not being funny with that. I'm not being sly. I'm just being honest. Because let me just tell you, there are companies out there, my friends, who don't have what we have, who don't do what we do, who are not. They might be one company, but they're not one team, and they're not one family. And so I don't know if we really all sometimes know what we have here, but that's what we're going to discuss today, is what we do have here and the potential and the opportunity that we have. I'm just going to give you some background real, real quick. There is a company, and I was in that company before, and I asked this person if they would help us. And they asked me whose team I was on, and I told them whose team I was on. They said, well, you should go talk to them. That's going to help you. And Sonny just mentioned a Super Saturday in L.A. and mentioned three different names, two of which are not financially related to each other. I attended a Super Saturday this last Saturday that had Susan Sly, Wendy Coles, of course, they're financially related, Tracy O'Malley, who is not financially related, a couple other people who are not financially related to either one of them. Wednesday night, I went over to Wendy's house, and she and another associate from another team had joined hands and put together a launch party to happen Wednesday night. Susan came and spoke at that launch party to a completely diverse crowd of completely unrelated people. And, guys, that's what one team, one family is all about. We're here to help each other. Growing up in a little town in Colorado, it was Trinidad, Colorado, southern Colorado, I had a lot of farmer friends. So they were, you know, a lot of those farmers are really deep into wisdom. I don't know if you kind of know that or not, but they're really deep into wisdom because they're really deep into their experience with the earth and their family, et cetera, et cetera. And one of my friends at that time told me, he says, Kevin, he says, we are here, we on this earth, we've got two hands, and they both watch each other, but they both wash the face. And if you think about that, you might be on somebody's team, I might be on somebody's team, and if I help you and you help me, it all helps isogenics, right? And isn't that what it's all about? Aren't we here to make it all successful for all of us?
Yes.
So I'm here to offer some suggestions to you if you're open to some. Are you open to some?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I know that many of you on this call are in towns, are in big cities, big towns that are opening, you know, to all kinds of cities or all kinds of teams and possibilities, and it probably comes easier to you to cross line work together. But there are others of you on little towns in Wisconsin and little towns in Oklahoma and little towns across the country and the provinces that perhaps you kind of feel like you're by yourself. Wouldn't it be fun to open up the possibility of working with somebody, perhaps that's not even in your town and that definitely is not even in your financial linkage, to help yourselves grow together? Wouldn't that be fun to do?
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to throw out some suggestions to you today. Since we are one company, one team, and one family, and we're spread around the world, I'm going to offer up the idea of utilizing technology, which I don't think all of us do. And I'm going to tell you, I'm 61, just turned 61, and perhaps technology could scare me, and I'm getting a little bit more used to it than I ever have been. But I know that there is a lot of potential in Google Hangouts, in Skype conference calls, there's a couple other new methods out there. Guys, we have got to be utilizing these, because let me just tell you something. This is what I know for sure. Isogenics sponsored this week as a launch party week. We should be doing launch parties every week somewhere on our team. And if our teams are small, it should be me doing a launch party every week so that my team knows that they can bring people to this launch party. And if you're all by yourself, get out the technology. Let's start Skyping people in for presentations, for third-party validations, for, you know, part of the presentation. Let's start utilizing our friends on this call for more than just a voice on the other end of the line of the phone. Who's open to doing that?
Yeah.
Nobody.
I am, Kevin.
I am.
I am.
You got to wait till we unmute, Kevin.
Okay, all right. Good job.
Yep, I was muted.
Because let me just tell you what that's going to do. Susie talked on Tuesday about the learning process, right? I actually learned it from Jack Canfield, where he says, you know, I do, you watch. I do, you help. You do, I help. You do, I watch. That's really the principle, and PK's taken it to a whole new level, but that's the principles that I learned. So if you think about this, what would happen if you Skyped in a leader into your call? And it doesn't need to be a big leader. Maybe somebody that you look up to, maybe somebody that you cross-line admire. Maybe it's just somebody on this call. They don't need to have a title. They just need to be a leader. And are we not all leaders on this call?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. So what would happen if
next week you planned a call and you had some people over to your house. You were going to do a launch party, and you know, I have a hard. I'm just going to be perfectly honest with you. I have a hard time calling them launch parties every week because how? I mean, I don't launch my team every week. I only launch it once. So I still call them in homes. I know Susan still calls them in homes because we just had one, but. Wouldn't it be cool to have an in-home every week in your home featuring somebody different via Skype, and you can plug, you know, with all the new technology, you can plug your computers into your big screen so now it appears on your living room wall instead of, you know, in this little tiny 15-inch computer. So, you know, so-and-so shows up, maybe Sonny shows up at your in-home one weekend, or Shelly shows up at your in-home one weekend, and you learn from each other, and then you grow from that. Wouldn't that be fun?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And this is what I know for sure. This is what I know for sure. There are people on this call that are hesitant to do launch parties because they're afraid that they're not going to do it right. Am I true? Is that a true statement?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Now, I on my Facebook wall yesterday, I do a Kevin's thought of the day every week. And yesterday, this is what my thought of the day was, is that we must be willing to be bad at something long enough to become good at it. In other words, we do it over and over and over again. Now, by Skyping somebody into your house, because let's say, again, I'm referring to those people that are in small locations that don't have cross-line people in their city. By Skyping somebody new into your house, you're going to learn, and you're going to do, and you're going to learn, and you're going to do, until it becomes part of your being. Then instead of you Skyping somebody into your house, pretty soon somebody's going to be Skyping you into theirs. You follow along?
Yes.
Remember, I do, you watch, I do, you help, you do, I help, you do, I watch. So that's what I would like you to do. That's the message I'm trying to get across today is, guys, first off, we need to be more regular with our in-homes. We can't wait to do them once a month. You're not going to gain momentum waiting that long. You're going to need to be more consistent with your launch parties. And if it's just you, like I said, then have them every week. Bring your neighbors, call, whatever you need to do. I can still remember, Martina and Michael talking about how they had like two people at their very first party. Now they've got like 50, 60 showing up a week. It's got to start somewhere. But if we keep putting off till tomorrow because we're not good enough at it yet today, we're doing ourselves a disservice. So what I'm asking you to do is to incorporate other people. They may be cross-line to you, downline, upline, wherever, because we are one family. We are one team working with one company to make it all better around the world. So that's all I've got for you today, and I'd love some feedback, so love some shares. Let me know how that's landing on you today.
Kevin, I love it.
Thank you. And tell me why you love it.
Because that's just going to open up a whole new world of education and possibilities by sharing Skype. Sharing through Skype is going to be awesome.
And again, that's just one avenue. Now, you're there in Grand Junction, and you have other teams. Is everybody in Grand Junction on the same team?
No. We have, I don't know, maybe four different teams that I know of, and we're doing a cross-line in-home every week.
Oh, good for you. So you're already utilizing the concept.
Yeah, but if we add Skype, it's going to take the roof off. That's so exciting.
Imagine some of the leaders you could bring in.
Yes. You know, they're too busy to be there, but they may not be too busy to give me 10 minutes, you know.
That's very true. That's very true, and I know that they will. Thank you very much. Anybody else?
Yes, this is Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
I want to add, too, that Zoom, I learned that from Scott Perry.
Zoom, that's the new one, yes.
Yes, Zoom, because you can have a whole lot of people on versus Skype, you can add just like a few people. And Zoom, you can get a lot of people on. So I'm learning how to use that. And also, Kevin, that definitely, thank you for this call, because that definitely works for me, because I am in a small area, and there is nobody in my area that's doing this. They're about an hour away from me, and which is great because I'm definitely going to be connecting with our ISA people there too, because we've already started making connections. But I definitely, on the referrals that I'm getting, if somebody's open to it, especially the ones that are all over the United States and in Australia, doing a Skype call would be phenomenal. So I appreciate that you said that.
Absolutely. And, you know, my team is out there real close to you in Cedar Rapids, and I'd love for you to connect with them and just say, hey, let's Skype back and forth. Let me Skype into your party. You Skype into mine. We'll make this happen, and we'll learn and do together.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that.
You betcha. Who else? Let's take a couple more.
Hey, Kevin. This is Evelyn.
Hey, Evelyn.
I want to give my sponsor, Lauren, a pat on the back because he's trying really hard. I know he won't step out and say this, but he tries every week to have a launch party or in-home just to practice with me and him. And I know that it's going to grow because he's really making the effort, and it's been really helpful to me and encouraging. Thank you for encouraging us again. We really need it. Thank you.
Well, you are welcome, man. I know that you've got a team growing up there, and I know Lauren, I know you both, and it was fun to see you at the Super Saturday. Thank you for that. And you know what? How can I say this? I'm just gonna take you back to Yoda days, back to the Star Wars, right? Do or do not. There is no try.
Yes. Yes.
So just make it happen.
Lauren is really working on it. We are going.
All right. You know what? And let me just tell you, Jimmy Smith, I'm sure you probably have all heard the story where he rented a whole ballroom, right, for thousands of people to come and nobody showed up. But he still gave the presentation. He still gave the presentation. You guys have got to do the same thing, because there's nobody there doesn't mean you don't do it, because that's exercising that muscle again and again and again.
Yeah.
And it's so funny because Diane and I still talk about this today. We used to do little in-homes in our store, and we had a very small lobby in our store that would hold, probably 15 people in it. And Diane, I swear, Diana would hold cue cards up, and she'd read them off the cue card. I said, it was really kind of crazy. And today now she's just a natural up in front. Well, that's what will happen. The more you do it, the more it becomes part of your DNA. So thanks, Evelyn. Appreciate that.
We can see the improvement already.
Awesome. Anybody else? Barbie. One last comment, and then we'll wrap her up.
Barbie Lee.
Barbie Lee. Good morning.
I got to say that for me and my experience in Isogenics, God bless Susan Sly, and, you know, because I know she's played a major role, like especially in the Toronto area, and that affects me personally because my daughter's out there. I'm not financially linked to Susan Sly. I'm just Barbie Lee out here. But my daughter hooked up with the Toronto group, and they're not all linked to Susan either. And although everyone thinks they are out there, some of them are actually linked to Carol Taylor, too, on the other side or something. So this whole one team, you know, right now my daughter has another 20-year-old at the same university, and the two of them bonded together, and they're doing a hot for the holidays for the university kids, and they're not financially linked, and they are just super excited. And you know what? They don't even think that they need to be financially linked. These 20-somethings are totally just doing it, and that's the new Isogenics. That's why we are doing it right.
Isn't that awesome? Thanks, Barbara Lee, for that share. And I just want to go on record as saying, you know, Susan Sly is the epitome of the one family, the one team. She's done that her whole career. She's invited people from around the world to join in on her Monday Night Call, this Health, Wealth, and Freedom team call for the last 9 years. I mean, she has really been ones that have walked the walk, right, walked the talk. And she's actually taking it one step farther, if you think about it. I mean, if I were to read, I'm reading out of the launch book right now, or the 90-day game plan book. Of course, it says right at the top of week 12, one company, one team, one family. She's actually taking it a step farther, one industry. Because we're all in this industry together, and we've got to band together to keep it solid and keep it happening. So she's actually taken it a step farther. So Barbara Lee, thanks for your input today. Thanks everybody else for playing along. I loved it all. And reach out and touch some more. Well, that sounds like a commercial somewhere. But again, I just want to say each and every one of you have a spot that you could be at every Friday morning or every morning at this time, and you choose to be with us, and that really makes us happy, and we certainly hope you're getting something from all these calls. And if you want to go to the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team page on Facebook and let us all know how we're doing, we'd appreciate that, because I know sometimes you think that we're all leaders out there and we got thick skin and we should just be able to just know that it's going on. We don't. We're just like you. We're human, and sometimes we need to know that we're having an impact on you. So, guys, have a great weekend, and I don't know if Carolyn's still online.
Hey, Kevin.
Carolyn, online. Is anything going on the Monday?
Is Carolyn on the phone?
I am.
I don't know. I see her name, but I don't know if she's
still
here.
Hello, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you. Very sweet of you. Yes, I'm on the phone.
Is it your birthday today?
Happy birthday.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go, guys. Are you ready? Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carolyn. Happy birthday to you.
Yay. Congratulations. That's cool.
Yeah, no. You, Mr. Steele.
You're right up there with me. We're hanging together.
Monday morning, tune in. The Health, Wealth, and Freedom team trainers will have another surprise, lovely training for everybody. And, guys, here's the thing. If you're on the Health, Wealth, and Freedom team page, post on there. What would you like to hear from your trainers? Because we're here to serve. Right, Kevin?
Absolutely.
All righty. Make it a great day, everyone.
I'm going to put a little bug in your all ears. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got a very special guest coming next Friday. Don't miss it.